From Wall Street to your street and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
Getting a little too comfortable with your news feed?
Well, Facebook is tweaking the algorithm again. Details coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from New York. And there are new changes coming along to your Facebook timeline. This time, because there are many times in which this has happened, it will be guessing which posts will be the most informative based on a polling of people around the world. Let's get the very latest from WSJD's Nathan Olivares-Giles, who joins us on the line right now. Hey, Nathan.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Sure. So, you know, in this new change that Facebook is implementing, this time they're taking a stab at what posts will be the most informative. Why do you think it wants to pinpoint informative posts? You know, because there are many ways to categorize. Why go this route?
I mean, basically, this is just one more a way to kind of understand that Facebook wants to give you things that you're going to click on, that mm-hmm. you're going to interact with, that you're going to like, that you're going to share, that you're going to comment on. They want you to be engaged, and informative is becoming kind of a more important thing than ever before, because for a lot of people, simply put, Facebook has become a bit of a news source. It's become a place where you go to find out what's happening in the world, not only with your friends and your family, but with also with like current events and world events and sports and entertainment. So this is something I think they're trying to nail, and informative is their latest attempt to guess at what you'll engage with.
You know, we all know Facebook is mum on the details as a general rule, but what do we know about their approach to this algorithm?
Yeah, they're very quiet. They keep their cards very close to their chest. But what they are saying is that they're actually taking a relatively old school approach. They're surveying people, and they're doing this in some surveys online. They're doing this in person to a certain extent. And basically, they're asking people what stories, what posts, did you see on Facebook and did you find as informative? And they have a 1 to 5 scale, with 1 being defined as really not informative and 5 being defined as really informative. So it's a pretty simple approach. And then what they're doing is they're taking that feedback and correlating it to what people are actually interacting with to see if there's anything in common, and then using that to put into their algorithm to take guesses at what you might find informative.
You know, Facebook came under fire recently in terms of concerns about how the human element might steer some bias in rolling out these algorithms. Do those kinds of concerns remain?
Those concerns do remain. That controversy recently was over a team of editors who were working on a small box of links off to the right-hand side from the newsfeed that, frankly, most people don't even interact with and a lot of people didn't know existed. Mm-hmm. Nonetheless, those biases do still exist within the company. They were so strong that Facebook actually got together with some political, right-wing political commentators and voices to hear them out over concerns that Facebook was maybe a little bit too left-leaning in terms of what it shared and how. Here, they call this the feed quality program, these surveys. Facebook hasn't actually said how they address concerns of bias. I mean, simply put, who you survey and how, what countries, what parts of the world, what their political or religious or social leanings are, you know, might change the sort of data that Facebook's getting back. But we asked them about that, and Facebook did decline to comment on the record about it.
You know, it's funny because no one really deals well with change, especially on social media. People freak out when they hear their timelines will change. So it's important to note for these concerned folks out there that Facebook's latest alterations are a work in progress, and Facebook is always tweaking.
Yeah, really, honestly, the way to think about Facebook as a whole is a work in progress.
Yeah.
But very much, what they're doing here, they have said, is a work in progress. Basically, they're going to try and see if this drives up engagement or not. Some people, they say, might see a small increase, in referral pages to different, like, publishers' pages or celebrity pages, things like this. And, you know, some might not see any changes at all. What you will see in your timeline will be different than what I see. What Facebook says is that everyone's news feed is totally different. And no two people have the same thing. And some people might notice some changes and might not. So, you know, definitely don't ever see Facebook as a finished product. They're constantly changing things and tweaking things and even running experiments and never really telling us about it.
Right. It's a good place to leave it. Nathan Olearides-Giles, thank you as always for joining the podcast.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Once again, Nathan is the assistant news editor at WSJD, and you can check out more at WSJD.com. That'll do it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
Love this show? Check out others by visiting wsj.com/podcasts. See our full selection under programs.